Okay. Well, we start off with the Rambam, Perek Aleph Hilchos Brachos Halacha Yud Beis. Okay? Halacha is like this. Rabban Shenis Vadu Lechol Pas. Alright, this time we'll go Lechol Pas Alishtes Yayin. You have a lot of people got together to eat pas or to drink wine. Ubirach Echad Meim Vanu Kulam Amen. One made a bracha and the other one answered Amen. Harel Mutan Lechol Alishtes. So they were all allowed to eat and drink. Aval imloin ischavnu lechol keechod, but let's say they were mischavnu to eat at one time simultaneously. Elazebo meatzmai vezebo meatzmai alf pishen echol mikikar echod, even though they used to eat for one loaf. Kol lechol vechol muach latzmai. That's what the Rambam says. Okay, good. So you need by pas and by ayin you have to have a seva. If you don't have a seva biyachad, so then everyone has to mivarach for himself. Seva biyachad somehow makes a difference. All right. But medvar more pas v'yayin bovad aval shorach l'amashkin ein etzrichan aseva elin birchecha mein vanu kulam amein arelu oichlin v'sheisim vav pishlon eschavnu losav kecha. So the Rambam says the last part is difficult. Last part in the Rambam is difficult because the Rambam says that this is only about pas v'yayin, but other oichlin amashkin they don't require aseva. But if one person made the bracha and they all answered amein, so it's good enough. The plain shot in the Gemara is not like that. Plain shot in the Gemara is like this. Gemara says, Amar Rav, loy shenol apas de boy aseva, aval yayin loy boy aseva. What's shat yayin loy boy aseva? Plam shat is yayin doesn't require aseva, but automatically it's considered as if there was aseva. Do you know what I mean? That's the plam shat in the Gemara. Then the Rabbi Yechon Amar, afilu yayin nami boy aseva. Even yayin also requires aseva. That's the plam shat. That why? That even yayin, which you don't say automatically is considered aseva, but even yayin also requires a seva, and if not, it's not considered automatically a seva. Ikedamri amarav loishan ala pas the mahanyale a seva. Pas, on the contrary, pas will a seva will help. Aval yayin loy mahanyale a seva. But yayin isn't even a baruch of a seva. Rabbi Yechonam afili yayin nami mahanyale a seva. So there's 2 days in the Gemara, right? According to the first day in the Gemara, how does it work? First mandama said yayin doesn't require a seva. And Rabbi Yechonan argued and said, what? No, yayin also requires a seva. According to the Ikedamri, no. It's a question of whether a seva is whether yayin is a barach of a seva, not whether it requires a seva. So the first mandama holds that what? Pas is a barach of a seva. Yayin is not a barach of a seva. And the second mandama holds that yayin is also a barach of a seva. But at any rate, to remove the complications, the thing is that the way to understand the Gemara simply is that by these two things, by pas and yayin, it's shaykh to have a seva. Once you have a seva, so then you only need one bruch of everything. Right? Okay. But at any rate, however you learn the first pshat in the Gemara, the Ikedamri, you can't learn any other way. The Ikedamri says like this. Ikedamri amarav leishana la pas de mahanya le aseva. So let's just take the Ikedamri. The Ikedamri says that pas, leishana la pas de mahanya be aseva. By pas is a baruch of aseva. So what does it mean if it's a baruch of aseva? So what happens? So therefore, one is mevarach l'kulam. But yayin is not a baruch of aseva. And Rabbi Yechonan says no, that yayin also is a baruch of aseva. Okay, so if we follow that ikedamri, so what, how will we paskin? That what? Pas, that we paskin Rabbi Yechonan. So therefore, what will happen? So pas and yayin are equivalent. So therefore, both of them haseva helps, and one is mevarach l'kulan. What about sharach l'namashkin? What about sharach l'namashkin? Sharach l'namashkin is definitely not a baruch of aseva, because the Gemara wants to say the ikedamri says clearly. What does the ikedamri say? The Gemara says, whether even yayin is a baruch of aseva, right? So kal v'chaymer, so that's a machlekes, whether yayin is a baruch of aseva, machlekes are biyachin and a rav. But nobody ever held that what? That nobody ever held that other things are a baruch of aseva. That's for sure, right? Okay. And take a look at, that's what the Ravid asks. The Ravid says, kasa Ravid zal, t'miya, ani lo mehinei achike da'amri, d'mashma, l'rabi yachin and pas v'yayin mahanyu lo aseva. On the contrary, this is the Ravid's kasha. The Ravid's kasha essentially is, let's take a look, according to the Ikedamri, forget about the first pshat, according to the Ikedamri, what do you see from the Ikedamri? That pas and yayin is a machlekes, by yayin, is a pas, everybody agrees, mahanya seva. So therefore, echa mevarach l'kulan. Yayin is a machlekes, whether it's a baruch of a seva. But everything else is definitely not a baruch of a seva. Since it's not a baruch of a seva, so what? So you can't have echa mevarach l'kulan. And the Rambam paskin is exactly the opposite. He says that pas and yayin through mahanyalei aseva, but other things, even without aseva, is good. But according to the Gemara seems to say that you can't, right? Gemara seems to say that the other things can't. Okay. So we find the Chachmei Lanil asked this kasha to the Rambam. Interesting. Chachmei Lanil asked the Rebbe's kasha to the Rambam. Okay. Tshuva, the Rambam says, Hadava Yadua, Ki Apas Choshev Min HaKoel, Achein HaYayin Choshev Min HaKoel, the Rambam says. Mikol Mashkin. When we call up Eris, Elefich Hashivas Hadavar Shem Mavarchan Olav, Anu Mavarchan Lacholecha Vecha Bifnei Atzmo. This is a funny Rambam. It says, according to the Hashivas of the thing that we make a bracha on it, so we mavarch for everyone Bifnei Atzmo. According to Yopshat, Nimsu Shor Parasam Mashkin Chashuv Mea Pasviyayin. Comes out to the other person Mashkin and Mochashim Pasviyayin. Why? Shreya Pasviyayin Echem Avarch Lekulon Misvadu. Because by Pasviyayin you could have one Mavarch for all of them. I say, Ubishor Parasafilu Nishin Isvadu, I say, Velo Yavarch Echelakulon. Now, Kolacha Yavarch Latzmai. Hepach Agadol. Hepach Gadol. Big turnaround. Yetziva Ba'ara V'giyur B'shmei Shemaya. The native resident is on the ground, and the citizen on the ground, and the ger is up in the sky. V'lav hachinu. Pirishan atrei lishni. This is not the pshat in these two lishni. Ela atrei lishni. Chad taima eslehu. Vein l'sham chilek binyan. There's no chilek at all between the two pshat. Ela b'shini ha'memra b'vad. Ram says only a chilek in the different memra. He says, V'yesh mekoimus b'gemara kazeh shemakbit al nusach ha'memra. Hey achaysa. It's not a machlekes. It's a case in the Gemara where they just makbin on the nusach of the memra, how it was. But there's no chiluk at all. Al pishen beniam hefresh binyan. Vezel apirish. Amar Rav loishan al lepasta by a chok. So the Rambam, the Rambam has to fit in the lashon Gemara. I mean, you have to understand the Rambam's trouble here with lashon Gemara. Because lashon Gemara, fine. Let's say there's no machlekes. The Rambam doesn't ask machlekes. It's a question of what the memra was. Okay. But how's he going to get around it? It's loishan al lepasta mahanyalei haseva. So pas haseva helps, right? But what? But Yayin Haseva doesn't help, right? So what about Shor Mashkin according to that?
Certainly wouldn't help.
Certainly wouldn't help, right? How does he learn? No. Boy, he fits it in. He squeezes it in. I mean, where does he get that in there?
Robot.
Yeah. Okay. But that doesn't bother me so much. Lashon Ram does matter. We'll see in the final pshat Lashon Ram will fit into. What is Teres is in the Chachmei Lanil. But let's understand conceptually what's going on here. According to the difficulty in the Rambam, like this, they asked the Rambam Akasha. They said, why is it that by Pas, you say, according to you, what's the halacha, that Pas Yayin is Mahanya, you Aseva helps. But by Shardvarim, you never even require Aseva, right? So the Rambam says that according to the way, the more Choshev a thing is, the more. The more chashuv a thing is, the more you have to be mevarach l'atzmai. That's what the Rambam says. What kind of halach is this? The more chashuv a thing is, the more you have to mevarach l'atzmai. That's what his teretz is. That's the crux of his teretz is. The theory involved in his teretz is like this. He says, "Ulefi chashivas adovah shemevarachin lof onu mevarachin l'chol echad vecha b'fnei atzmai." According to how chashuv a thing is, that's how we're mevarach for each thing individually. That's what the Rambam says. What does it got to do with it? Mevarach each thing individually has nothing to do with chashivas adovah. Chashivas Hadavar is a... What's the halacha of Chashivas Hadavar? It's a halacha like this. Yayin, why do you make a separate bracha on Yayin and on Pas? The reason why I make a separate bracha is because since it's Chashiv, so it's a separate entity, so you can't be Nichlal in the other Peres. So you can't make a Bar Priyetza on Yayin. Because it's Dava Chashiv. You can't make a Bar Priyetza on Pas. Because it's Chashiv, so it's Ayim Bifnei Atzma. It has a separate identity. Right? Now, what does this have to do with one guy making a bracha for a lot of people? Or on the contrary, having everybody make their own bracha has nothing to do with it. You know what I mean? I mean, the Rambam seems to be saying here that the more chashiv a thing is, the more it requires a bracha b'fnei atzmai. What's it got to do with? Well, there's more chiyuv bracha. I mean, the plain pshat in the Rambam is that there's more chiyuv bracha by yayin than there is a chiyuv bracha by shekol ne'bavari. Doesn't make sense. There's more chiyuv bracha, so therefore each guy has to make a bracha b'fnei atzmai. That's what the Rambam seems to be saying. It's a very hard shot to understand. I mean, where do you see this? I mean, there's more chiyuv to make a bracha on yayin than there is on mayim. The yayin and mayim, the only difference is that yayin is davar chashuv, so it's ayin b'fnei atzmai. So you have to make its own identity. Mayim doesn't have its own identity. That's all. Ram says no. Since it's more chashuv, you make more of a bracha. So there could be, you could possibly want to say, and a friend don't want to mention it too, that maybe you'll say that since it's more chashuv, so therefore if I sit down to eat it, so I'm being kaveya la'atzmi. It's kaveya. That would be a possible teretz if you'll tell me the Rambam is speaking in the case where he's kaveya. The Rambam doesn't mention anything about kaveya. The Rambam says in the beginning of the Perek Aleph Milchus Brachos, he says, how much do you have to mevarach on? How much? No shear. He says, He says that the halacha is afilu nischavein lechol alishtes kol shu. The Rambam says mevorach lachkach yena. So you nuchuyif make a bracha even on a kol shu. You say. So if that's the case, when the Rambam is in halacha yedbeis, he's not speaking about dafka where they're making a, where they're eating mikvias. Even a kol shu. So you're going to tell me that by a kol shu of yayin there's no kvias at all. Pas, you need a kvias kibetza, you got the sukkah. But unless a person needs a little bit of pasta, you know, because it's not considered a kvias. So why should I say each one's eating his own kvias? So there's no reason to say that since it's a dover choshev, it's kaveya individually. It has nothing to do with kvias at all. You see? So the question is, that's the question. The question in Rambam is, what is the Rambam saying? Why does the Rambam hold that since a thing is more choshev, therefore it requires a bracha la'atzmai? What kind of halacha is this? All right? That's the difficulty in the Rambam. That's simple. So that's one thing we have to understand about the Rambam. One thing we have to understand in the Rambam is why is it that a dover choshev is matzrich bracha la'atzmai? That's one. There's another thing we have to understand in the Rambam. Given that dover choshev is matzrich bracha la'atzmai, so if that's the case, how does a seva help? How does a seva help? If it's dover choshev requires a bracha la'atzmai, so a seva doesn't, it's a separate halacha, but dover choshev requires a bracha la'atzmai. So where does the seva come? What does the seva do? It still requires bracha la'atzmai. You see? And if you say that nothing requires bracha la'atzmai, you see? Or you say everything, you say rather everything's equal. So halach is when you have a seva, so a seva is mitzaref, so it makes it one, so therefore a seva makes it one, so one bracha is enough. Other things, you don't have a seva, so you have to make an individual bracha. But everything's the same, basically. The only thing is that when you have a seva, so now you have the benefit of making one bracha. Fine. But according to the Rambam, is this new halacha here that the dover choshev requires a bracha la'atzmai? What does a seva help? Okay. Just as I'm b'fnei atzmai, so you have to make it so it has its own identity. Mayim doesn't have its own identity. That's all. Rambam says no. Since it's more choshev, you make more of a bracha. So there could be, you could possibly want to say, and Frank Wendell wanted to mention it too, that maybe you'll say that since it's more choshev, so therefore it's the, if I sit down to eat it, so I'm being kaveya la'atzmi. It's kaveya. That would be a possible test if you'll tell me the Rambam is speaking in the case where he's kaveya. The Rambam doesn't mention anything about kaveya. The Rambam says in the beginning of Perek Aleph Milchus Brachos, he says, how much do you have to mevarach on? How much? No shir. He says, ain't tzarach levarach. What's shini makam? You change your place? Okay. The question is, shini makam, I mean, I understand is a different halacha. You're changing your place, a new achila. But what is shini yayin? You're saying, what's the analogy between shini yayin? Why should I make a new bracha? Worse wine. Better wine. Okay, I can understand. You're saying, you could push in, you say, actually, it's hard to understand why by wine. Even by wine, why do you have to make it? If you bring a better fruit, you have to make another bracha. So why is wine different? Oh, yeah, tell me, Shevel, doesn't. Fine. But worse certainly be included. B'chol ha'masayim mana, worse certainly be good enough. Right? And what's the analogy between Shini Yayin and Shini Makam? Two different things. Shini Yayin means a different object altogether. This is Shini Makam, a separate halacha altogether. That was mafsik mayachila. Okay. So I wanted to understand what the halacha of Shini Makam is. Start off with, what is the halacha of Shini Makam? Gemara says like this. The Ram says, Perek Dal halacha Gimel. Right? And he must make a new bracha rishana. And take a look in halacha. Hey, the Rambam brings down. He brings down where, if he's mishana from one place to another, what the exact stipulations are. And he says, even if he eats on the east side of a fig tree, and he wants to go to eat on the west side of the fig tree, he's sitting under a tree, and he moves around the tree, he has to make a new bracha. Ravid says no. Ravid says that's only if he didn't have in mind to move. But if he had in mind to move, so then he has to, then he doesn't have to make another bracha. That's what the rabbi holds. Okay. I want to understand, what's the halach of shini makam b'chlal? What is the halach of shini makam? Why should it be real? I was matir this chefza. I was matir chefza shalachila, right? So I was matir this object. So what difference does it make where I eat it? Now I go and move here. What difference does it make where I eat it? So you have to say, one thing becomes obvious from the whole idea of shini makam. There's one fundamental rule. That bracha is not matir a chefetz. It's not matir an object. What it's matir is, it's matir a cheftza shel achila. And cheftza is not to be confused with the word chefetz. In brisk, it means two different things. Chefetz means an object. Cheftza means an entity. You see? There's an entity of achila that a person is matir. Right? So therefore, the halacha is like this. When I'm matir, when I make a bracha, I'm not matir the pear or the apple, whatever it is. I'm matir an entity of achila. What is an entity of achila? An entity of achila consists of three things, basically. It's the mais achila, it's the object you're eating, and also the makam. Makam is included also. See? So the moment I move to a different place, now it's a new entity of achila. It's a new chetza shel achila, new entity, new mais achila. I use the word mais loosely. It doesn't mean mais achila, it means new entity of achila. Okay. That becomes obvious from this halacha. And even the Ravid who argues and says that if he had in mind from the east to the west, so the Ravid says that it's good, you don't have to make another bracha, it's not the pshat because the Ravid holds that when a person moves around, he's mafsik is makan. And the das will remove this, das will remove hesach das. Most people understand, I think the reason why when you mishana makan, you have to make a new bracha because hesach das. It has nothing to do with hesach das at all. Hesach das is one thing. Oh, that's the Rambam further. Gomar b'libay melecha lemelishtes v'achach nimlach lecha. That's a separate halacha of heschadas. But over here, the Rambam's not talking about heschadas. Even the Ravid agrees it's not heschadas because the Ravid says like this. He says v'hushlo yadaita mitchila lekach. If it's das mitchila means b'shas bracha. If b'shas bracha he had a mind to eat on the west side also, then he doesn't have to make another bracha. But let's say b'shas bracha he had a mind the east side, and then before he moved to the west, He had in mind, I want to move now, the same achila to the west. Wouldn't help any. Then even the Ravid will be made that has changed. Why? Because the Ravid also agrees with the Rambam in the basic premise that bracha is matir achefza shal achila, the entity of achila. However, the Ravid says that the entity could be determined when I make the bracha, the entity could be determined by my das. In other words, I can extend the makayim with my das, b'shas I'm kaveya myself. And I can make the Mizrach HaMaira of one entity, one Makkah. The Das helps to make the Mizrach HaMaira of one Makkah. That's what the Ravid holds. See? The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam holds Das cannot make Mizrach HaMaira of one Makkah. The Makkah is an objective thing. It has nothing to do with this Das. And if I move from east to west, it's a separate entity of Achila. But this principle becomes clear. That the Halacha is, according to everybody, that what role does Mokkaim play? Why is this all these Gemaras? I would say Mokkaim, a lot of Gemaras in that, and Brachas and Arab Sochem, it's all one principle behind it. That Bracha is not Matir an object. It's not Matir the apple. It's Matir an entity of Achila. That's the way it works. Now, what is the entity? Mokkaim is a part of the entity. We brought a Raya, we said, where do you see that Mokkaim is part of Achila? In the Raya, you have a case also. We have a case by Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is a mitzvah achila. Mitzvah saseh lecho elas ha-pesach. But yet you see, the halacha is where, the bayezeh, b'chabur l'chabur, the whole union of achila b'chabur, it's all a part of achila. You see? It's not a halacha of just eating the object of Korban Pesach. It's an entity of achila sa-pesach. And the entity of achila sa-pesach sets itself up with makam also. Makam is an integral part of the entity of achila sa-pesach. Same thing that the same way Chazal formulated insofar as brachas are concerned. Brachas mati the entity of achila. Okay. By mahalech there is no makay. By mahalech there it's mahalech. That's the yeah. It's achila b'shas hila. Now we can understand. With that we can understand another thing. Why is it that really birchas hamazon requires the halacha that birchas hamazon has to be b'mkaymai? That's the halacha. Why must Birchas HaMazon be in the Makam Shachar? Good question. Everybody knows you have to be in Baruch in place to eat. Why? See, the Rav one time said, question is, the Gemara says that if I forget Yalav Yavon Rosh Chodesh, what's Halacha? So Halacha is that I don't have to say it over again. Forget Ritzvah and Shabbos, I have to say it over again. What's the difference? The Gemara says, like this. Where the man has a choice to eat or not to eat, so he doesn't have to go back. But where he has no choice to eat, he must eat, then he has to go back. Question is, what's going to do with his choice? Who cares? I mean, either if I'm missing Yalav Yavai, then I'm missing part of benching, so I should have to go back to Yalav Yavai and say. If I'm not missing, it's not considered missing part of benching, so I shouldn't have to go back even if I have to eat. What's the difference between the two cases? Right? So the Rav said, shouts like this, that Birchas HaMazon is really a part of Suda. Birchas HaMazon is part of Suda. So since Birchas HaMazon is part of Suda, so the reason why I have to go back is not because of Birchas HaMazon, I have to go back because of Suda. So where I have a choice, where I have a choice, I could eat or I could not eat, so there's no reason to go back. Because my Suda, why am I going back? Because my Suda is not Bishleimusa, you see. But I don't need a Suda. So there's no reason to go back. But on Shabbos, where I need a Suda, I'm going back not because the benching is lacking. I'm going back because the Suda is lacking. That's what he says. So therefore, since birchas hamazon is part of suda, so I must go back in the case where I have to eat a suda. I have to go back for the suda. That's what the Rav said. On Shabbos needs suda b'shlem musa. Really, yala v'yava and ritzei are only haskaris. As far as benching is concerned, so you weren't maskir the yain. Fine. But it's not, but so in the birchas hamazon not b'shlem musa, I wouldn't go back for birchas hamazon not b'shlem musa. I have to go back for the suda. That's what the Rav said. Okay. Taking that principle, we'll say like this. That really, the halacha, it's part of suda, right? Good. Now the halacha is like this. That achila, so it comes out that suda consists of two things. It consists of achila, right? And it consists of bracha. That together makes up the entity of suda, right? So now the thing is like this. Just like makom is an integral part of the entity of achila, right? Makom is a part of suda. So therefore, by birchas hamazon also, the bracha must be in the same place. Why? Because it's all a part of suda. See, makom, the halacha is that makom is a part, an integral part of achila, and not only is it an integral part of achila, it's an integral part of suda. So birchas hamazon is a part of suda too. Birchas hamazon requires the same. In order to be one suda, it has to be in the same makom. You understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's one entity of suda, right? It's one entity of suda, and makom is a part of achila, and makom is a part of bracha, because makom is halacha. It's all one halacha. It's part of kfiyas suda. Not just a part of achila, it's part of kfiyas suda. So anything that's a part of suda has to be part of that, has to have makom also. Different makom is unreal, it's unrelated. You know, if you'd bench in a different place, it wouldn't be a part of suda. You'd be lacking, the birchas hamazon would not be bishlei musa, because the birchas hamazon would be lacking the aspect of being a part of the suda. You understand what I mean? Okay. Without makom, it's still birchas hamazon, but it's not bishlei musa. Not bishlei musa. Bishlei musa means that birchas hamazon has to be part of the suda. Okay. We have machlokes rishonim, the kufalef on the bays in Pesachim, in Arvei Pesachim. You have machlokes rishonim over there, whether or not dvar matunim bracha lachrim b'mkayman. So machlokes Rashbam and the Balei Tesfos. Really, there's another sheet to rip, but we just take these two sheets. Machlokes Rashbam and the Balei Tesfos is whether our michya has to be b'mkayman or not. Another machlokes. You see? What's the machlekes really? What's the machlekes? According to what we're saying, machlekes comes out like this. According to the Balei Tesfos, Balei Tesfos easy to understand. Balei Tesfos like, let's take the Rashbam. I'll take the Rashbam easy. Rashbam is like this. Rashbam says that bracha achas me'ein shalish is really a small version of birchas hamazon. So just like birchas hamazon requires that it should be part of the achila, mitzuref to the achila, right? So too ala mechya also has to become mitzuref to the achila. You see? So in order to be mitzuref to the achila, it has to be where? It has to be dafke b'makam she'ochal. Because makam is a part of achila. In order to be mitzuref to achila, it has to be in the same makam. That's the way the Rashbam learns. What did Baal Teisha say? Baal Teisha say no. Only if it's hamaitzi, they say, or if you kaveh yourself. That's the only two times that you have to really have the mekayimah. Why? Because they hold, if you kaveh yourself with mezainis also. Because they hold like this. They hold it's not a halacha in the bracha of birchas hamazon that has to be b'mkaymai. The halacha is in kviyas achila. Wherever there's kviyas achila, then the bracha shel achareha must be in the same makam. That's the halacha according to them. You understand what I mean? It's not, according to the Rashbam, the halacha is specifically in the nature of birchas hamazon. So birchas hamazon must be mitzuref to the achila. So it must be in the same makam achila. You see? So if that's the case, alam michya, which is nothing more than a small version of birchas hamazon, but essentially it's the same thing, also must be b'makam she'achal. And makam plays a role in every achila, not just in mazon. And every achila makam plays a role. You see, if you eat an apple on one side of the table, the other side of the table. That's the way the Rashbam learns. Balei Tesfos learn differently. They say no. They say it's not halacha in the nature of birchas hamazon. It's halacha in kviyas achila. Wherever there's kviyas achila, the bracha shel achareha has to be part of that achila. So they say, but ala mechia, it's not so, because by ala mechia you don't have kviyas achila. So therefore there's no halacha it's not halacha in birchas hamazon, it's halacha in kviyas achila, wherever a gavra's kaveh himself for achila, a person's kaveh himself for achila. So then the bracha shel achareha always has to be in the same makam, mitzuref to the achila. That's only by hamaitzi. But by ala mechia, there's no kviyas. So ala mechia is no kviyas. It's not machayev. It's not aloch in the bracha. That's the machlekes. Is aloch in the birchas hamazon or is aloch in kviyas achila? According to Rashbam, it's aloch in birchas hamazon. So therefore, ala mechia follows. According to Baal Teis, aloch in kviyas. So therefore, if there's no kviyas, you're not machayev to. Ala mechia not machayev. That's the machlekes. Okay. Now with this, up to what we said up till now, you can answer the second kasha that we asked on the Rambam. Second kasha we asked on the Rambam was, Rambam Perakaf, Halacha Yudbeis, we asked two questions. One question was, what do you mean anything that's more choshev is more machayev bracha latzmo? The second question we asked was, given that whatever is more choshev is machayev, more bracha latzmo, right? But the question is, nevertheless, what does a sefer? Why is by a sefer? Echem avarch lekulan. Right? Why is by a sefer? Echem avarch lekulan. Right? Okay. I'll show you how you can answer that question right now. Alright. Take a look, and that's why I gave him the Mamakarzi Halacha Yir Aleph. Halacha Yir Aleph. Okay. Yeah. The halacha, the preceding Perak Aleph, Halacha Yir Aleph, and Brachas. The Ram says, Kol HaShemeya Bracha Min HaBrachas Mitchilosa Vad Seifa V'Neschavein Lotzes Bo Yedei Vasa Yotza. Vafa Pisha Loi Ona Amen. Alright? Even though he didn't answer Amen. V'chol Ha'oine Amen Acha HaMavarech HaReza Kim Mavarech. Mashmais and Ram is that there's two ways. Yep. Either you machafen, or else if you ain't amen. Right? If you ain't amen, it's even better. Arezke mevarach. Was he mischafen in the second case in the Ramam? No one knows. No one knows. The Kesemish says he was. Alright. If he was, what does he have to answer amen for? Another kasha. If he wasn't, I can understand why the Ramam said it. But if he was machafen already, what does he answer? So it's Arezke mevarach. So who cares if he can mevarach? What? Inami the Kesemish says that it's coming to let you hear that even though he answered Amen, you shouldn't think that just because he answered Amen, now even though the Mevarach isn't chayav in that bracha, because the Ram says like this, he says, go a little further. V'hu shiya Mevarach chayav b'isa bracha. For instance, Hoya Mevarach chayav in the very safe from Vayna chayav in Atera lo yotze decha vasai. Achayana shiishma mi shihu chayav b'min Atera. Let's say, for instance, one person only ate a kezayis. So he's chayav in Bechus and Mazmid Rabbanan. Another person ate Kedei Sviya. Kedei Sviya means, I want to write the Rav say, that the whole question, the Rav holds that the Sviya means not that you surveya from the bread and the meat and potatoes, but the Sviya must be from the bread itself. Ramesh holds the other way. The Rav holds this way. The Rav holds as Mestava that Sviya v'chalta v'savata v'rachta means the Sviya must be from Pas. So it's true, you could have a little other food there, but there must be Sviya of Pas to be Chayav Mitaraisa. So he holds. Okay. So at any rate, getting back to this, so let's say, for instance, I ate Kedei Sviya. I sat down and I ate a loaf of bread. Somebody else ate a kezias. So he can't be mitzvah to me. Why? Because he's chayav mitarab midivrei sefer, and I'm chayav mitaraisa. So Ram says it's no good, even though I answer amen. So the Kesef Mishnah says that's why he brought in amen, to let you hear that even though amen is better, even with amen he's telling you that you still can't be yetzer. But the Ram doesn't seem to be saying that. But I say the point the Kesef Mishnah makes is a good point anyways. Why? Because the thing is like this. Really, let's understand. What is the Rambam saying over here? Let's analyze it. If person, the Rambam has two levels here. Whatever you're going to say, there's two levels. If I'm a chavin to be yaitzah, so then what's the halacha? I'm yaitzah the bracha, right? Fine. If I answer amen, he says, hareza kimavarech. Now, what does it mean, hareza kimavarech? Hareza kimavarech. Hareza kimavarech, does it mean it's as if I verbalize the bracha? If it's as if I verbalize the bracha, then what difference should it make if he's chayav mitarabana and I'm chayav mitaraisa? I verbalize the bracha. Right? So you see, it's not so. It's not as if I actually physically verbalize the bracha. Amen doesn't give me the verbalization of the bracha. You see? Well, right, if he's chayav mitarabana, I'm chayav mitaraisa, it's no good. So what's the difference really between amen and between machavein? Let's understand the difference. So the difference you have to say is like this. That by shemeya kaina, it's a separate mechanism, shemeya kaina. You see? Shemeya kaina is a separate mechanism, right? Okay. It's a mechanism of Shemei Kaina. But if I answer Amen, it's not the Pshat, it's a separate mechanism of Shemei Kaina. But the reason why I'm Yaitse is because his bracha relates to me. But it's still his bracha that relates to me. You understand what I mean? There's two possibilities. Either it's the Ol Chakir by Shemei Kaina, Machlekes Rashi and Taisvis, whether or not I could listen to Kodesh Kodesh in the middle of Shemei Shemein Esrei, Kedusha. If you say Shemei Kaina is a new mechanism, so then I could listen. But if you say Shemei Kaina, it's as if I said Kadosh Kadosh, so it's a Hefzik and Tefillah, you can't do it. It's a Machlekes. Now the Rambam has it, but the Rambam has the same thing, but in two ways. He says like this. He says Shemei Kaina is definitely not considered a Hefzik. So the Rambam would agree that if you're listening to Kedusha, you can definitely say it. I mean, listen to it, rather. And no problem. However, Anias Omein is more. Anias Omein is not, it's not the Pshat, it's as if Shemei, it's with a new mechanism. It's the halacha is that whatever he says, whatever dibur he says, is related to me. It's not a new mechanism. Whatever dibur he says is related to me. That's by Anias Amen, right? It's not like Pesach. Now, because Pesach is verbalization. Omer, what? Let's clear it up a little bit. The difference would be like this. There's three levels. One level is there's a new mechanism of Shemei Akaina. Okay? Fine. Shemei Akaina works. Okay. Then the halacha is you don't have to say a bracha. If you're Shemeya a bracha, it's also good. Alright. Then there's another halacha. The halacha is, then there's another possibility. Another possibility is, it's as if you're a mefarech, you see? But it's not as if you just verbalize these words. You're a mefarech, you see? You're a mefarech, but the mefarech is the exact same mefarech, the exact same bracha that he enunciated. You know, whatever framework that bracha is, that's what the framework your bracha is. You understand what I mean? In other words, I guess, if his bracha is a bracha mit a rabbanon, you have said a bracha mit a rabbanon. If his bracha is a bracha mit a raisa, you said a bracha mit a raisa. But it's not as if you actually physically verbalize the statement. Because if it was as if you physically verbalize the statement, so then what difference does it make?
Yeah.
Whether
it is
exactly right. You understand what I mean?
No, no.
One way yetsa b'teres shemeya, that's the first way, that's shemeya ka'ina. The other way you're yetsa b'teres mevorech. But when I'm yetsa b'teres mevorech, it's not as if I actually made this the statement. I am a mevorech. Amen makes me a mevorech, but I'm the same mevorech that he is. You see? And then there's an omer. Then there's a person who actually said the statement. You understand what I mean? See, that it's not as if I said it. Because if it's as if I said it, so then what? So yeah, then no difference to Rice or Bonan. You understand what I mean? So there's three possibilities. Do you see the three chalukim? It says Kol Hashemeya Brachom and Abrachos Mitchilos Vatzeifav and Eschavin Lotzeis Boyedecha Vasa Yotza. Why? Because he was Mischavin Lotzeis Boyedecha Vasa. He's a Shemeya. So he's Yetsa B'Teres Shemeya. V'Chol Oina Omenacham V'Acharezik Mevorech. Then he's Yetsa B'Teres Mevorech. Right? But still, as a mevarech, it's not as if him individually, it's not as if these words somehow magically become his. It's just he's a mevarech. Whatever that mevarech was, he's the same status of mevarech. If he's a mevarech mitaraisa, I'm a mevarech mitaraisa. He's a mevarech mitarabana, I'm a mevarech mitarabana. But it's not as if I actually mouth the words. Because if I mouth the words, so then what's the difference? What he is? I said those words. I'm a mitaraisa, he's a mitarabana, so we both, so what's the difference? That's what the Rambam says. That's the Pshat in the Rambam. It's clear. Whatever you're going to say, that's the Pshat in the Rambam. Okay. The case of Mevorech, this guy wasn't Yetzer B'Teres Shemeya, was he? He's Yetzer B'Teres Mevorech, right? If you answer Amen, you're also Yetzer B'Teres Mevorech. The same mechanism. But you're the same Mevorech as him. You're not a different Mevorech. You're not your own Mevorech. Because you didn't say anything yourself. That's what the Rambam says. Whatever qualities of a Mevorech he is, whatever qualities that Bracha has, you have the same thing. Transferred to you. See? Somehow it's transferred to you. You're also Mevorech. In the first one, there's nothing transferred. In the first one, you're Shemei, you're Yetzer B'Teres Shemeya. It's a different halacha, no transference. Second one, there's Shemeya and there's transference. Two possibilities. Okay? But it still isn't as if you actually verbalized. Verbalization, you didn't. Because if that's the case, verbalization, so what's the difference in the rights and our bond? Is it clear?
Yeah.
Good question. Question was raised, what if a person makes a bracha, right, Donnie? Your guy makes a bracha latola. Get any answers on me. What's the halacha? Do I also make a bracha? It wouldn't be a big enough gemina, but la halacha. But the fact remains: did he do it or not? Does he have the isser? Do you have the isser or not?
No.
What do you say? It depends on one question: what is the isser of meitzi shem shemayim levatola? Is it a halacha in dibur? I have to be medaber shem shemayim levatola. Then not. But if it's a halacha that I have to the statement has to be related to me, then I'd be ever with any assumption.
So the bracha levatola.
The Rambam says that if a person makes a bracha levatola, he's ever leisisa. Leisisa is shame, Hashem alekecha lashav. So if a person, so the question is, what's this leisisa? Is this leisisa to have those words related to me? Or this leisisa is to be mechatech the dibor? I would say it's mechatech the dibor, because leisisa is shame alekecha lashav, shvua shav is bitis fasayim. There is no bitis fasayim. There's no bitis fasayim, there's no issa. That's what I said.
Yeah, but isn't
the question though is he's asking back. Now he's asking back. But you see, by shvur, I mean, it's good enough by shvur. Make a shvur of atala. So therefore, you don't have to have a bitui of the shem Hashem, but the bitui over here is
shvur of atala.
See, the reason why amen works by shvur is because amen means I'm a kabbalah myself, whatever the shvur said. Over here by the shem Hashem of atala, it's not a lachal. What is always being mekabel? Mekabel shem Hashem. He's being mekabel the fact that he's there's no. See, by amen it works. By amen by shvur kol amen achashvur kilu haitzah shvur mipiv. It means so far as kabbalah shvur is concerned, the It's 100% Kabbalah Shvuah. But over here by Lesisa, there's no meaning of Kabbalah Shvuah over there. It's a separate halacha. They're not allowed to say that you were Hashem Hashem for nothing. So if I answered Amen, I'm not being Mekabal on myself Hashem Levatollah. I would say you have to say Chitach Bitas Vasayim. That's a good question. That's what depends on. Depends upon this Shaila. The Shaila depends upon whether Lesisa requires Bitas Vasayim on the Hashem Hashem Levatollah, or whether it doesn't require Bitas Vasayim Hashem Hashem Levatollah. If it's related to me, so then I'm also over Lesisa.
Wouldn't Amen only relate
back? Now the Ram Min Yud Beis fits in beautifully. The Ram Min Yud Beis fits in beautifully. Ram's what I guess. Rabim shenis vadu lechol pasal lishtos yayin ubirach echamem vanu kulam amen hareelu mutarim lechol v'lishtos. What does Ram hold? What kind of halach is this? I have to ask one kasha on the Ram that sounds very difficult. The Ram just before told us that amen is kilu hoser brachum is kilu mevorech, right? So over here, how could the Ram say avalu imlo neschavnu lechol keechod elazebo matzebo matzmo? He says kolechem avarech latzmo and amen is no good, but the Ram just said before that amen is kimavarech. So how could you ever have halacha by pas v'yayin? The Rambam says that by amen it's just like I'm the mavarech, and then the Ram says before that it's always amen is ki'ilu amavarech, right? Now by pas v'yayin, what does he say? By pas v'yayin he says if you're not nisvadu it's no good amen, but he just said before amen is kimavarech. Open steer in the Rambam, right, between halacha yud alef and halacha yud beis. So what's the answer? The answer is the Rambam held that pas v'yayin require more than just kimavarech. But what does pas v'yayin require? It requires bitis vasayim. It requires bitis vasayim. You have to mevate the bracha. That's what the Rambam holds. Okay? All right? Now, the next question that we have to ask is, if that's the case, so what does nisvadu help? Right? If you're going to tell me now that what? That the halacha is that you require chituch hadibur, you require bitis fasayim by pasin yayin. Actually, you have to be mevate bis fasayim. So, what does it help if I'm nisvadu? Hey seifu, what does that help? Right? The answer is very good. What do we say before? We said that bracha is not matir an object, but what is bracha matir really? Bracha is matir an entity of achila, right? Abstract entity of achila, right? Okay. Now the Rambam says one thing. He says by pas and yayin, when it's nisvadu, it's a new entity of achila. It's a new entity. It's all one entity. All the food is one food, is one entity, and all the people who are involved in this vad are one entity also. So therefore, all you need is actually one mevarech. But of course, what relates the other people to this mevarech? Anias Amen. You see, over here, Anias Amen is not Anias Amen, like he said before, Anias Amen. That's Bateres Yochid. Over here, he's saying the halacha is, since the halacha is that bracha is matir, an entity of achila, by nisvadu, it's a different entity of achila. It's a whole new entity. Since it's a new entity, so the halacha is the achila becomes one entity. It's all one achila. That's why he says, even though they eat from one kikar. Because you might think it's one entity, it doesn't help, he says. Because you have to have nisvadu. So it's all one entity. So actually, they all together become one mevarech. And one of them that's mevarech, one's mevarech is mevarech for all of them. It's as if everybody was mevate. Because they're all one mevarech. You don't have to have the bitui of every single mevarech. The only thing you have to have is what? Is anias amen from the other people who are mesubin. That makes them part of the vad. You see? That's what the Rambam holds. The Rambam holds, so the halacha is like this. It comes out that this.
What?
It's hard to get into too carefully, but just let me put it this way. In the case of Rabim Shenis Vadu, where you have one Mevorech and they're all Aina Omein, it is all one Mevorech. It's one Gavra Mevorech. That's it. Why is that so? Because it's a different type of Achila. Nisvadu means it's one cumulative Bracha. It's one cumulative Bracha. That's what it is. Like Rashi's Machalik, in Rashi's Machalik, between... And by Birchas HaMazon, if I make a bracha, in other words, like after the Birchas HaMazon, the halacha by Zimun. So Rashi makes a chilek between Zimun and between Bimaitzi. Rashi in the second, the Amud Beis in the Shlosh Shachlo, he says, by the halacha of Shemei Akaina, it's two separate Birchas HaMazons. He says, one is saying for the other, one is being made to the other. But by Zimun, it's one Birchas HaMazon for everybody. You see? So the one Mevarech, when I'm Mevarech Birchas HaMazon in Beteres Zimun, it's your bracha too, your mitzvah. It's one Mevarech actually. It's one bracha for everybody. Right. You see? That's halacha by nesvadu. By nesvadu is the situation, the nature of the achil is machayev only in one bracha. You see? One of them is the mevorech, but his bracha is a bracha for everybody. It's a different process. You understand what I mean? It's not that, in other words, the Rambam in halacha Yud Aleph was speaking about individual brachas. Now you want to relate his individual bracha to me. That you can't do. But by nesvadu, it's not the pshat you're relating his individual bracha to me. It's one entity of bracha for everybody. That's right. It's one. It's his bracha is my bracha too. That's I don't have to be openly. It's my bracha. You understand what I'm saying? It's like birchas hamazain la'achar hamazain by zimun. Zimun isn't the pshat that one that the guy is mevarach is being mitzi you. It's one bracha cumulative for everybody. That's the same thing in Rambam Shnei's Vado. You see? That's what the Rambam. That's the way the Rambam goes. So actually, halacha Yud Aleph, halacha Yud Beis, two separate halachas. Yud Aleph is exclusively dealing with individual brachas and how you relate and how you can be yetzis through another individual bracha. That's either through Shemaya or else B'teres Mevarach. You see? But in Yud Beis, it's not the halacha Yud Beis that I'm relating his bracha to me. In Yud Beis, Rambam Shnei's Vado, since it's a different entity of achila, it's one bracha kailel for everybody. I'm not being yaitzah with his bracha because I can't be yaitzah with his bracha. Why can't I be yaitzah with his bracha? Because the halacha is you need bittus v'sayim by pas. Pas, you have to be the mevarach. Over here, you actually have to be the mevarach. Over here, by vad, by pas, it's one mevarach for all of them. Okay? I'll put it this way. You see, numerically, the difference is numerically between Yud Aleph and Yud Beis like this. By Yud Aleph, Harezek, and Mevarach, how many brachas are there?
Two.
See? There's two. His bracha, and now his bracha is related to me. So I have a bracha, and I duplicated his bracha. Over here, there's no duplication. There's one bracha for all. That's the chilek. So that's why even passing yayin yetzah, because by pas halacha is you have to be a mevarech. So over here, you yetzah by pas. Why am I yetzah? Because I am a mevarech. Over there, I'm just relating an extraneous bracha to me. That by pas wouldn't do. See? Over here, since I'm part of the group, so I am a mevarech. Now, why I have to have an yesomin, I don't know exactly. But that either Amen is Mitzaref, or else you must have some form of Bita Sassan. I don't know exactly. Whatever it is. By Vad, I'm a Gavra, I'm a Varach. Okay? I am the part of this very Bracha. His Bita Sassan, this is my Bracha. Okay? Over there, he's relating extraneous Bracha to me. Oh, we still remain with the other Kashan Rama. Why does the Rama say? We still remain with the other Kashan Rama. Why does the Rama hold that Pasin Yayin requires a separate it's more of a chiyav. Why should it be that way? That passing yayin now requires this. We see the Rambam holds that way. That passing yayin requires more, and it follows straight through from halacha Yud Aleph. It's not enough that you can't be shemei kain is no good, even amen is no good. To relate his bracha to me is no good. I have to actually not to relate his bracha to me, but I have to actually be a mevorech. I have to be part of his bracha. I can only be part of his bracha if it's Rambam Shnei's Vado. But where does the Rambam get this halacha that passing yayin is different? That passing yayin you have to be part of the bracha. It's a separate way. Where do you get the salacha?
Right.
Okay. So in other words, there's three levels. There's Shemaya, there's his bracha is related to me, and then I'm part of his bracha. Part of his bracha is good even by Pasin Yayin. That's the final formulation. Okay, and part of the bracha is by Rabbi Shnei's Vado, who makes it one entity, a different entity of Achila, and therefore he is a Mevarach, and therefore I answer him as I'm part of the bracha. Okay. Now we'll see how the Rambam fits in the Gemara, because it sounds like when you read the Tshuvas of Rambam, it sounds like the Rambam just slips it in there. Because the Gemara says, Lo yishanu ela pas de mahanyalei aseva, right? Aval yayin lo mahanyalei aseva, right? Rabbi Yechanan omar afilu yayin nami mahanyalei aseva. Rabbi Yechanan says even yayin is mahanyalei aseva, right? But it's mashma, only yayin is mahanyalei aseva, but other things not. So the Rambam slips it in. He says, how do you fit that into the Gemara? It's very nice. He put these words in there. First, he tells me this on Machbet on the memory, and then he puts in his own words. He slips out of memory. Ah, not of Shad Naram is very good. It's only by Pasin Yayin, he says, where the halacha is that you can't relate another bracha to me. You see? The Mahanya Shay Kolachim of Rachlakula, Holo Yaseva Kolachim of Rachlatma. The Dinze Bepaspil Vad. Aval Shot Varm Ain Bahem Dinze Kadesh and Neymar Mahanya Luaseva. What do you mean Ain Bahem Dinze? What the Rama means is because by Shot Varm, you don't have to be part of the Bracha. You could be Yetzer either Bateris Shemaya, or else you could be Yetzer Bateris Transference. You see? You don't have to be a part of the Bracha by the other one. That's how it fits into the Gemara very good. Loishan, Allah, pass the Mahanyalei Aseva. Avol Yayin, Loi Mahanyalei Aseva. Right? Oh, but what, and he says, no, even Yain is Mahan Yalei HaSeiva. But this whole question of Mahan Yalei Mahan is only a question by where? By passing Yain, where you require that you must be a part of the bracha. But Shardvon, where you don't require it at all, you don't need it. Why? Because you said before. Because either you can be Yetzer Tersh and Meo, or else to transfer the bracha to me. One of the two processes you could use. But by passing Yain, so the Gemara is very good. The Rambam isn't forcing the Gemara. The Gemara comes out very good according to the Rambam. Because the Rambam is based on the principle that passing Yain are different. They require that you must be part of the bracha. So that's what he says. He says, Ela pasta mahan yalei she'echa mavarach l'kula nola yasev gulam v'atma din zeh but pas bovat. I will show Avram ain ben din zeh k'day she'neimah de mahan yalei haseva. What do you mean ain ben din zeh? They don't have this halacha requirement to begin with that you must be part of the bracha. So therefore you don't even need the haseva altogether. So anything's good. That's why the Rambam learns the Gemara. You see it? Leishen lo pasta mahan yalei haseva yayin loy mahan yalei haseva. So yayin at that point wouldn't be good and he wouldn't be yaitza with yayin. But everything else you'd always be yaitza with. Because this is only passing yayin. You see? Well, let me just correct one thing. We spoke before in terms of bitus vasayim. Bitus vasayim is literally not to be taken literally. You can't say because over here you don't have bitus vasayim either by vad. By bitu, instead of bitus vasayim, we have to substitute a part of the amiras habracha. That's what we have to substitute, change. In other words, like this. Before we broke down to three levels, right? Yeah, that's true in the previous Raman Lachid Alf. That's why he says that you're not yet if one is the rice, one is the abundant. That's true. But there's another level without bitu, less than bitu, by pas it's enough, pas yayin it's enough, even though there's no bitu assigned by pas. But the halacha is that you have to be part of the bracha itself, not to transfer the other bracha to you. You have to be part of that bracha. That's the same chiluk that Rashi gives. You'll check up Rashi, you see, in Perek Shvi Amud Beis. Rashi's machalik, a sharp chiluk, and it comes up in the Gemara, between birchas and mazon, where I'm made to somebody else, and between zimun. Zimun, it's not the pshat, he's being made to you with zimun. You're part of that zimun. You're part of that bracha. By passing on, you have to be part of the bracha. You can't transfer the bracha to you. Okay? Rashi is daf mem hei amid beis. The birkas chaverash mean in the zimun. Di yesh zimun birkas shneihem hi. Sherei ayim nevorech voina baruch hu. Be'ezus in birkas shneihem. And between birkas zimun, one is yet to the other. Over here, that's the chiluk in the Rambam. See, if you answer amen ordinarily, so his bracha is transferred to you. But over here, it's your bracha. It's birkas kulon. That's what it is. By Rambam Shem Esvado, it's birkas kulon. By Yayin, it has to be, that's what the Rambam says, it has to be bracha la'atzmai. Bracha la'atzmai means it has to be bracha shaloi. So if it's Rambam Shem Esvado, it's all their bracha. That's birkas atzman. See, by Yayin, that's right. By passing Yayin is one rule. It must be birkas atzman. And that's the rule. Vad nisvadu makes it birkas atzma. Okay? He's right. The Rambam learns that when Rabbi Yechon says le mahan yalei haseifa, it means he doesn't need it. It means that he doesn't need it. That's what the Rambam learns. Le mahan yalei haseifa learns not exactly what we said, but it's the same shot. He says ein bahem din zeh, only by le mahan yalei haseifa means, because he says the two members are the same. Because he says the two members are the same. Ein srichan haseifa. He says the two members are the same. Which means that when Rabbi Yechon said that le mahan yalei haseifa yayin, it means not the pshat, that it means you don't need it. It means that you don't need it. That's the pshat. You don't. That's what the Rambam learns. You don't need it because there's no halacha like there is by pas. But we passing it by passing it in the same way. Okay, it's the same pshat anyway. Okay. Yeah. I'm left with a problem. That's what we're going to try to answer now. The problem of why pas and yayin is different. Okay. Now let's take a look at the Rambams in the Hilchas Brachos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. Interesting Rambam. Okay. Rambam says in Halacha Beis. First reading in Halacha Aleph, that mitzvah sanatel levorach achar achilas mazon, shenema v'chaltos v'terachtos v'shem alakecha. It's interesting. In Hilchas Brachos, mitzvah say achar, says he levorach es Hashem ha'gadol v'kadosh achar achila. Interesting. A little different formulation. She levorach es Hashem ha'gadol v'kadosh achar achila. That's why he has it in the beginning. And then when he comes to Halach Aleph, he says, "Mitzvah Zaseim in Atar Levorach or Levorach Hachachilas Mazon Shenemar V'Chalta Zavat Avrachta Hashem Alakecha." He doesn't say Levorach as Hashem Agadol Vakadosh Hachachila. Why does he make that difference? I'll show you. There's a reason for it. Okay. Now it's like this. Medivrei Sofer from Afilu, he says, "Veinachay Matar Limkain Sava." Okay. Medivrei Sofer from Kesayis. Now Halach Beis. Halach Beis is Medivrei Sofer from Levorach Al Kol Maichal Tchila V'Achkach Yehena Mimenu. Afilu Neschavu Lachal Alishtes Kol Shu Levorach V'Achkach Yehena. Okay, good. Everybody knows that you make a bracha before, right? That's me the recipher. He says, "V'chol hanena b'loy bracha mal." Why does he have to bring in kol nena b'loy bracha mal? Well, that's the drasha the Gemara says. Hashemayim Hashemayim Hashem Kan Kodem Bracha Kan Lacha Bracha. What does that have to do with Halacha? You have it right. They got it to. Why does he bring the Gemara in? Okay. Now, actually, when you look at the Gemara, there's another kasha kedesh in the Gemara, because the Gemara bothers. The Gemara says, the Gemara goes to a problem. How do you know you have to make a bracha rishena? So the Gemara says, kishu savei mevarech kishu roev lo kol shkein. First of all, we don't understand what kind of a kavachaymer that is. Kishu savei mevarech, yeah, because he brought mevarech. Kishu roev, no, he doesn't mevarech when he's roev. He's mevarech when he's savei. What's the kavachaymer? Funny kavachaymer. Okay. Moreover, the Gemara itself is very difficult, because the Gemara is troubled with finding a source for a bracha rishena, right? So the Gemara finally says, Svarhi, Asa Ladim Shiyahinim and Oilam Azebulei Bracha. Svarhi means it's Midrabanan, that's it. Now, next Gemara goes like, Tan Rabanan. Asa Ladim Shiyahinim and Oilam Azebulei Bracha, Vachalanenim and Oilam Azebulei Bracha, Moal. So the Gemara says it's an Ela, right? And the Gemara was not from Tzukim, right? So why did the Gemara bring this before? The Gemara before should have brought this. The Gemara was troubled as to find a source for Bracha Rishena, and later the Gemara says the Gemara brings Tzukim that he's Moal. So, oh, so you have a limud that tells you, an open pasuk that tells you, Lashem Arts and Maloa, that kodem bracha is if you don't make a bracha, it's mal, and if you do make a bracha, it's not. Before bracha, it's Lashem Arts and Lashem, and after it's Arts and Samos Ne'olim, right? Ah, okay. Lashem Arts and Maloa, okay, fine. So why did the Gemara bring that source before for bracha Rishon? It's a funny Gemara. You learn from the Gemara, it sounds like two different memories. But if the Gemara, but the Rambam holds from both of them. The Rambam seems to hold from both of them. The Gemara itself, why did the Gemara bring this memory as a raya that you must make a bracha? What could be more important than Mila? You don't want to say you don't want to be as a Mila, right? Okay. So what's the pshat? That's the one kasha. Why the Rambam brings down Maul, and what the Gemara? The Gemara itself is difficult. Why the Gemara doesn't use Maul as a raya for bracha Rishayna? And what does the Kavachayma mean? Okay. But let's leave that go. Next. Now the Rambam says Alok Gimel. Ram says, just like you make a bracha on Hanoah, you have to make a bracha on every mitzvah and then you should do it. Here it's also very difficult. What do you mean, Kishem Shem Avorchan? Big difference. By Birkas Hanenin, the halacha is an isser to eat without a bracha. By Birkas on mitzvah, there's an isser to do a mitzvah before you need a matir. That's a very hard thing to say. It's a difficult thing to say. Okay, the Rav one time mentioned it. The Rav one time worked out a shit. He wanted to say there's an Isser. They need a mati for a Birkas HaMitzvah. But for me, it's a little difficult to understand that. So even though Pima Nechayim and Meim HaShesim, but still I find it a little difficult to accept. Okay. And Ram says, Brachos Rabos Tiknu Chacham Derech Shelach V'Odoya Derech Bakashik Delivkas Abore Tamit. The Rambam is referring to all the Brachos in the morning. He's referring to the brachas of a kind of shomah is also derech bakasha. He wrote so in Shtagler is derech bakasha, and the brachas that you make on lightning, berachas shev, all the other brachas besides this, the Rambam is referring to over here. He says that's another class of brachas. Okay, so you have three classes of brachas. But I want to ask was like this: why is it the Rambam broke them down so in such an unusual way? Mumarafshach. If he holds this three types, and I look at Dalit, he reviews again. Nimsa shlosha minim brachas on noya brachas on mitzvahs brachas on shein derech shev vaydor. Right. Why does Ram break it? So there's three types. So the Ram should have made halacha beis birkas hananin, halacha gimel birkas hamitzvah, and halacha dalet birkas rabbis which are shevach vaydor liskar baray tamid. Right? Why did the Ram break it down into? He puts like this, or else he could put them all three in one halacha. I wouldn't mind if putting one halacha. Fine, so okay, one halacha. But to break them down this way, one and two, that's very funny. Beis is birkas hananin, and gimel is birkas hamitzvah and birkas shevach vaydor. I mean, Birkas HaMitzvah is different than Birkas Shevach HaDor, just like Birkas HaNen is different than Birkas Shevach HaDor. They're three different types. So why does the Rambam break them down into three halachas in this way? It's a very unusual formulation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. So he said there's one clue here in the Rambam. Take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam says like this. The Rambam says, Derech Bakosha Kedei Liskar Sabore Tamet Afal Pi Shalom Ne'eneh V'lo Asa Mitzvah. The Rambam says, see that in the last line in Halacha Gimel. Now why does the Rambam, what do you mean Afal Pi Shalom Ne'eneh V'lo Asa Mitzvah? What's it going to do with it? This is Birkas. Who's talking about Nen and Asa Mitzvah? You already explained to me. There's a Birkas and Nen, there's a Birkas and Mitzvah. Now there's another Bracha Liskar Baray Tamid. What does it mean, even though he didn't do, even though he didn't have a Noah, he didn't do a Mitzvah? What's it going to do with it? The answer is like this. The answer is the Rambam holds like this. You see, Hilchas Brachas is in Sefer Ahava in the Rambam. The Rambam explains in the beginning, what is Sefer Ahava? Sefer Ahava is Liskar Baray Tamid. You see? That's what the Rambam says. Ram says, right in the very beginning, he says, Sefer Sheni, Echlo Bako Mitzvah Shehen Tadira, Shin Stavino Bahem Kedei Lehov HaMakom, Ulezachra Tomit, Kegon Kriyas Shema, Tfila, Tfilin, Birchas Kahana, Mila Bechlau, Lefishu Os Bifsarenu, Lahaskir Tomit, Beshoa Shein Shem Lo Tfilin Lo Tzitzis, Vekiyotza Bahen, so the Rambam says, the Kuras Shem Sefer Zeh Sefer Ahava. It's funny, he doesn't mention Brachas, but Brachas isn't Sefer Ahava. No problem about that. Anyways, but the, so what do you see from this Ram? What does Ram mean? That's why the Ram says, Levorech es Hashem HaGadol VaKadosh Achar Achila. The Rambam formulates it that that's the mitzvah. Because really there's two kiyum in the mitzvah. Halachically the mitzvah is formulated after Yisaveya Yimachuit Mevarach. That's the halachic formulation. That's the Rambam Halach Aleph. But there's an additional kiyum in Berchus HaMazon. There's a kiyum of Avas Hashem. See? A person who's a Mevarach, Berchus HaMazon, is a kiyum of Avas Hashem. Because that's what the Rambam says. So that's a kiyum in Avas Hashem. So you have really two kiyum by Berchus HaMazon. Right? The formulation, the strict formulation the Rambam has over here, and when he formulates Allah, he can't bring in Hashem, but when he tells you what the nature of the mitzvah is, it's a kiyum in Avas Hashem. That's why he says, Levarach es Hashem HaGadol VaKadosh Acharela. Gadol VaKadosh is the same way the Rambam speaks of that. When the Rambam speaks in the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, he also uses those terms. He uses the exact same term. He says in Perek Beis, in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, Hakel HaNichbod VaHanoira HaZeh Mitzvah LaAvai. Nichbod vanoira. You see? That's the same thing. He says, that's why. Why? Because the Rambam uses God of HaKadosh because it's a kiyum in Avas Hashem too. That mitzvah, Birchus HaMazon, kiyum in Avas Hashem too. Say like this. This is what the Gemara, this is what the Rambam holds. The Gemara says that where do you finally learn out Bracha Svarei? That's what Svarei means. Svarei means that the Kal Vachomer is a good one too. Because the thing is like this. What the Rambam holds is, that what is, where did the Chacham have a right to make a Birkas Hananim before the Achila? That's what the Gemara is bothered with. Where do you come along and make a do with that? How can you do that? The answer is because there's two kiyum in Birkas HaMazon. One kiyum in Birkas, one is Allah formulation, that's via the Machayev, but there's a kiyum in Zechiras HaBarei. So the Gemara says, just like the Zechiras HaBarei by Sviya, Kishihu Roiv Loikolshke. When does a person think of the Barei? When he's Saveya, of course. But even more so when a person is hungry, he's starving, and he finds food. On the contrary. Then he's even more chayav in Zechiras HaBarei. So actually, the chiyav Birkas HaNenin and Birkas HaMitzvah are all because of Zechiras HaBarei. They're all because of Zechiras HaBarei is the machayav. It's the kiyum of Ahavas Hashem from Birkas HaMazon, which is machayav, the halach of Zechiras HaBarei, which is machayav in Birkas HaNenin, and it's machayav in Birkas HaMitzvah. And I show you the Gemara. The Gemara says, Mem Chesam Beis. The Gemara says, Birkas HaTorah Minayin. How do you know Birkas HaTorah? So what does the Gemara say? Kal v'chaimah. Al chayeshah mevorech. Al chayelam lekol shkein. What does the Gemara mean? Well, what kind of a kal v'chaimah is that? The answer is very good. In terms of Zechiras HaBarei, where should I be more chayim in Zechiras HaBarei? If I'm chayeshah or on chayelam? Chayelam certainly. So that's why before Talmud Torah, mechayev and then Birchas HaTorah. Right? Same thing the Rambam holds. It's one mechayev. That's why the Rambam says like this. The Rambam says, U'brachos rabbeis tiknu chachomim derech shevach v'hodoya. The derech bakashi kitei liskas baratam and afal pishilon nenev olasa maisa. Nenev olasa maisa was one mechayev of Zechiras HaBarei. But then there were mechayev and Zechiras HaBarei just in general. You see? Oh. However, the Rambam says like this. The Rambam brings down in Birchas HaNenev there's one additional factor. So yechayev and Zechiras HaBarei. Let's say, for instance, I wasn't Zechir HaBarei and I ate. What happens then if I wasn't Zechir HaBarei and I ate? Is it just I lack in Zechiras HaBarei? No. I'm chayev me losa. In Birkas HaNenev there's a matir. Birkas HaNenev requires a matir. You see? Birkas HaMitzvah doesn't require a matir. So the difference between Birkas HaMitzvah and the other brachos is only one difference. One, it's when Yechayev and Zechiras HaBarei. One is Kedah Mitzvah, and the other one is all times. Right? In general. But Birkas HaNenev is different, because Birkas HaNenev is an Isra Achila. That's why the Rambam puts Birkas HaNenev in Halacha Beis, and Halacha Gimel puts together Birkas HaMitzvah and Birkas and the general brachos. Because those both have there's no different quality in those two. It's just a question of when. One is b'shas nasiyas mitzvah, the other one is in general. But Birkas HaNenin, he had to put in a separate halacha because besides Zechiras HaBarei, which it has in common with the other two, there's another halacha. There's an iser. There's an iser achila. It's not just the lack in Zechiras HaBarei, but if you eat, you violated an iser. Which iser? The iser of Me'ila. Now let's answer the question of the Gemara. The Gemara said, first the Gemara was bothered as to how do you find a source for Bracha Rishayna, right? Then the Gemara later brings out a memra that Tashma Yishmael Hashem Varsam of Ne'odam Kan Kedem Bracha Kan Lacha Bracha, right? What's the pshat? The pshat is like this. You see, The Gemara could never have used that l'chatchila. Why? I'll tell you why. Because what is the halacha? What is it, let's understand, what does it mean, mal? What does mal mean? Mal means, you have to understand, why is it mal, really? Mal behektish. What does mal behektish mean? What's the issa of being mal behektish? Mal behektish isn't like issa chazer. Why does the Gemara say, kala eichel b'lei bracha ki locha chazer? You see? Like the Gemara says, kala b'lei bracha is asura l'baila kanida. It doesn't say it's a mal behektish. Asura l'baila kanida. Nida is an issa. Oh, there also should have said, anyone that eats out of bracha is like eats chazer. Not ki'ilu mal. The Gemara uses exclusively that term, especially that term, mal. What is me'ila really? Me'ila is where you break the designation of an object. That's what the issa me'ila is. The object belongs to Hegdish. It has a designation. The issa stems from the fact that you broke this designation. Right? Now, so you ask me a question, what's the designation here? I have a piece of bread in front of me. What is it designated for? Designated to rot? I want to eat it. What's wrong? God put me here. He wants me to survive. So obviously it's for me. What else? It doesn't belong to anybody else. So why is it mal? The answer is, by an animal there is no me'ila. Because an animal, God makes him lachem v'chobasa, so God gave the animal his food, he's supposed to eat. But by man has bechira. So by man, the only purpose in his existence is if he fulfills his purpose in life. Then he has a right to existence. Otherwise he has no right to existence. That's really the yisayit of bracha. That's what the Gemara says, svaro. What does Swami mean? That this, if as long as he exists in the right way as for man, according to the way man is possible, then he has a right to exist. Otherwise, he has no right to exist. So what does it mean? It means the bread isn't his. It doesn't belong to him at all. When does he have a right? When he's mekayim his purpose. What's his purpose? His purpose, Avas Hashem. That's the purpose. Yisaydis is Avas Hashem. Leidash Yeshel Hashem and La'avai. La'avai. So therefore, so ki'ilu mal means, that's what it means, ki'ilu chazal mean by ki'ilu mal. Mal is because the moment the person doesn't make a bracha, he is not zecher habarei, so it means that he forfeits it, that he's not concerned with Avas Hashem. That's the case. So then it's not just that he failed to be mekayim a mitzvah of zechiras habarei, but it's an isra achila also, because he's considered a mal. That's why the Gemara couldn't have brought down that first. The Gemara could not have said ki'ilu mal first. Why? Because it's only mal. Once you establish the chi of bracha of zechiras habarei, then you can say he's a mal. But if there's no zechiras habarei, there's no zechiras habarei, so what is he mal? He's not, what is he mal in? He's doing the right thing. So you have to show me, demonstrate first to me, that there's a chi of zechiras habarei. Once it's established that there's a chi of zechiras habarei, because as far as he, now, not only is it zechiras habarei, but if you don't do it, there's an itzra achila. Because you have no right to, your right to existence is only if you exist the proper way, otherwise your existence is equal to your non-existence. That's an old philosophical premise, proposition, right? Person that doesn't exist according to the proper way, his existence is equal to his non-existence. He has no purpose in existence. That's the philosophy. That's now the philosophy. It's halacha of bracha. Okay, that's why the Gemara works out very well. That's the pshat in the Rambam. All right. That's what Rambam says. Kishem shem avrochem al anel kach mavrochem al kol mitzvah mitzvah vach kach yasasa. What's kishem? Just like zechiras habare is machayev you in birchas anenin, zechiras habare is machayev you in birchas mitzvah also. But there's one difference. By mitzvah, you can't say, if he doesn't make the bracha, that he can't do the mitzvah. That you can't say over there. That's ridiculous. I mean, you certainly should do the mitzvah, at least do the mitzvah. You see? But it's machayev, it only has one aspect of birkas hanenin. What's that, what aspect is it? That it's machayev and zechiras habare. But by birkas hanenin, once you tell me that you're chayev and zechiras habare, then if you don't do it, then it's an israchila. Then it's more, because you have no right to exist. The chi of bracha creates the issa me'ila. That's why the Gemara first has to find the chi of bracha. Then the Gemara says that it's an issa me'ila.
It's not like you have an issa in the
bracha. Now let's take a little more careful analysis of this Rama. One last look at this Rama. When we divrei seifrim levorech al kol machol techila va'achakach, what should you say? Va'achakach yechal mimenu. That's what he should say. But he doesn't say, he says, Vachkach Yehenem Mimenu. Then he says, Vafilu Neschavim Lechol Alishtes Kolshu Mevorech Vachakach should be Shesa. No, Vachakach Yehenem. Vachenem Ereich Reichtem Mevorech Vachakach Yehenem Mimenu. Vachol Ha Nehenem Vilei Bracha Mo'al. Okay. Everything is Hano on the Rambam. The Rambam does not have a halacha of achila, or halacha of reyach, or halacha of shtia. Everything is hanoah. What's the difference conceptually between the Rambam's formulation of Yehenna, or if the Rambam would have said, there's a difference. If he would say vachkach yechal mimenu, or vachkach yehenna mimenu. The difference is like this. Question is, what is the bracha makil? if I say Yochal, so it's Mater Maisa Achila. It's Mater Maisa Reach, Haracha. What, how would you say it? I don't know how to say it. Right. Okay. A Maisa Haricha, that would be the right way. Or it's Mater Maisa Shia. No, the Rambam doesn't hold that Bracha is Mater Maisa Achila. Could be others do hold it's Mater Maisa Achila. We'll see. But the Rambam holds it's only matir a mice. It's matir an entity of hanor, a chefta shel hanor. That's what it's matir. You see, but this chefta shel hanor, this entity of hanor, can be brought about in a few ways. The brachos on ikvoim, you see, the entity itself is an entity of hanor that's matir. But the brachos on ikvoim, not according to the entity. Otherwise, there'd be one bracha, one bracha of hanor, right? Rather than shenasan, whatever it is. That would be the bracha. But there's no bracha like that. The bracha is mischalik. The brachos are mischalkos in accordance to how the hanor comes about. Like if the hanor comes about through something that grows from the ground, so it's adama. If a hanor comes about through something that grows through on a tree, so eight. A bracha comes about through haricha. It's a bracha of it's a bracha shenasan what's nashan reich of Paris or by the name of. By the way, a lot of people are, and then all of a bracha mal. The Gemara says, "My takante yelechetzel chacham." The Gemara says, "Yelechetzel chacham my avidlei was yechsish rebbe. Who avidlei suri didn't miss anyways. One helping elam arava yelechetzel chacham meikar of elam den a brachas." The Gemara says, "So you see, you have to go. You have to learn brachas." You should teach you brachas. You have to learn that. Brachas, the brachas on the schalkos, according to the way the hanoah is brought about. It's hanoah habol yaday achilas mechayev in one type of bracha, habol yaday shia, habol yaday yireach. The brachas on the schalkos, according to the way the chefza, according to the way the entity itself is set up, that brings the hanoah. But the bracha actually is matir what? It's matir the hanoah. It's matir, the bracha is matir the hanoah. But the statement of the bracha is formulated according to the way this hanor is brought about. Okay? Alright. I'll show you a difference between whether you say that the bracha is on the chefza shel hanor or whether it's on the chefza shel achila. The Rambam says, by perek dalet, is it perek dalet? No, perek gimel alocha tes. The Rambam says, by mezainis, v'mkova mezainai oleha mevarach hamaitzi. So the Hagoyas Maimonides brings down the tour that it doesn't matter what he's kaveh, he says. V'mochal shir sha'cher mein kaveh olav, af pisha kaveh olav, enim avracha maitzi. You see? So he says, depends on the shir, that's what we're paskin, we're not paskin at the Rambam, it depends on the shir. But the Rambam says, if he's kaveh himself on mezainis, he's kaveh esun on mezainis, so then he makes a berchas amaitzi. You see? He makes a berchas amaitzi, an interesting Rambam. If he's kaveh himself, so he makes a berchas amaitzi. Why? No matter what the size. Nobody has to be kaveh. He's kaveh. For him, it's a kli asuda. Yeah, this is the way he's usually kaveh asuda. You see? Why is that so? Because the Rambam holds, I'll tell you what, we'll get back to this after I finish the second tariff. We'll get back to it. Okay, hold on. Yeah. Now let's answer the first kasha we started with. The first question was, why is Birkas Hayayin and Birkas HaPas different? You see? Now Chazal singled out Birkas Hayayin and Birkas HaPas. Why did they single out Birkas Hayayin and Birkas HaPas? Is it because it's a new chefta? Is that the reason why they singled it out? You see? In other words, it's just like other brachas which are niskan, through the means through which the hanor comes, or is it because of the hanor itself? You see? I say the Rambam holds that the reason by passing yayin why they singled it out is not davar choshev means it's a new chefta, but davar choshev means it's a new quality of hanor. Like the Gemara says by yayin has a new quality. Yayin levavena shesamach. Einarim shir ela la yayin. Pas is sviya. Pas has a separate quality of sviya. It's the hanor sviya that was machayev in the new bracha. It's the hanoas hayayin that was machayev in the new bracha. The chefza shel hanoa was machayev in the new bracha. It's not like in other brachas, it's because the means through which the hanoa was brought about that's machayev in the new bracha. But it's the chefza shel hanoa per se that was machayev in the new bracha. You see? That's what the Rambam holds. That's why the Rambam says that even if he was keveya himself, it's not a halacha. What's the machlag between the Rambam and between the other shittas or rishonim that hold that if it has to go objectively by how much is a kviya suda? Or according to the Rambam, that it doesn't matter even if it's subjective? The answer is very simple. If it's halacha, if the reason why the bracha was made is because it's a different chechza, so then it has to be objective. Should be objective. Shouldn't be subjective. But according to the Rambam, this is a new bracha pas. Hamaitzi is a new bracha on the chechza shel hanor was machayev. So over here, if I'm keveya, It's a different chesed shalom. No, what's difference what everybody else does? It's totally dependent on me. You understand? As far as I'm concerned, it's the bracha is on the chesed shalom. The chesed shalom is subjective. This is the way I was. To me, it was kviyas suda. It's a chesed shalom of kviyas. Chesed shalom of kviyas is machayev and birkas amitzi. It's not the object. If it was the object, so then it would go by objectively. The shear, the amount, that's royal kviyas suda. That's a different object, a different entity. You see? But according to the Rambam, it's not halacha in the shear. It's halacha in the gavra himself. Why is halacha in how he's nena? Because it's the chefze shel hanoah. The bracha was niskan on the chefze shel hanoah of svia, of kviyas mazin. So the chefze shel hanoah of kviyas mazin depends on me. Now I have a chefze shel hanoah of kviyas mazin, so now I have to make hamaitzi. You see? That's why the Rambam learned like this. He learned that this bracha, which they were mesakin, now there's just one more step. This bracha, which they were mesakin, this is a different kind of bracha, qualitatively differentiated from all other brachas. Because all other brachas are based upon the object through which the hanoah is derived. This is the bracha on the hanoah itself. The Rambam learned when the Gemara says, Loishan or Lapas, and this is the whole business of Kviyas, the Gemara was talking about Dafke Pasan Yayin. Why Dafke Pasan Yayin? Because Dafke Pasan Yayin, the nature of the bracha is a different one. It's a bracha which was niskan on the chefz shel hanoah. That's why Shinu Yayin is different. The Gemara have me to say Shinu Yayin, even worse, is chayav in a new bracha. Because the chefz shel hanoah is different. By Yayin, this one's Mesamach this way, that one's Mesamach the other way. So the Chefz Shel Hanoah is different. So if you held that Yayin, the reason why you Kaveh Bracha Latzma, because it's a different object, so why don't I say a good tangerine is a better object than a plain tangerine? The answer is because if it's object, it's all the same object, doesn't matter. But if it's Hanoah, so then it's a different story. There's Hanoah of Yayin Meshubach, Hanoah of Yayin Garua. It's a different Chefz Shel Hanoah. In Hanoah, I could be Mechalik between Yainais. You see? That's why the Gemara, that's the riot to the Rambam Shita, that Hanoah is a separate, that Birkas HaYayin and Birkas HaPas is on the Chefz Shel Hanoah, the nature of the Bracha. Has nothing, not because it's not on the object at all. And the Rambam learned when the Gemara said that Mishnah that deals with Kaveya Bracha La'atzmai, that's also Allah on the different Hanoah. When it's a different Hanoah, it's Machayev, not only in a Bracha, which you could relate through two mechanisms, but it's Machayev that this Hanoah is Machayev that the Gavra himself must be a part of the bracha. That's where the Rambam learned. So therefore, Pas and Yayin are totally different. See? Okay, that's basically. Yeah, because the Rambam holds that all brachas are on the Chefz Shel Hanoah, right? So by Shinu Makam also it's a new Chefz Shel Hanoah. It's not a Chefz Shel Achilu where we learned before. It's a Chefz Shel Hanoah. So Shinu Makam is a different Chefz Shel Hanoah. This Chefz Shel Hanoah is Mishtana in two different ways. Shinu Makam is a different Chefz Shel Hanoah. Shinu Yayin is also a different Chefz Shel Hanoah. According to the Rambam, Makam is part of the Chefz Shel Hanoah, not a part of Chefz Shel Achilah. Because you see, the Rambam always says Vachkach Yehenna. That's the key. Always Yehenna. It's Matir the Chefz Shel Hanoah. That's what it's Matir. Okay. That's basically it. Alrighty. That's why the Rambam says that Kol HaMeshubach. That's what the Rambam means by Kol HaMeshubach Mechaveroi Kaveya Bracha La'atzmai. It means Meshubach means it's a different type of bracha. The separate bracha, Birkas HaYayin and Birkas HaPas. This bracha has another requirement. The requirement is they have to be Mivarch La'atzmai also. This Hanoah, it's a different bracha. It's different than any other bracha because it's Niskan, the bracha, and it's a different Chetzal bracha, and therefore it's Mechayev you in a different conditions. You have to be Mivarch La'atzmai also. That halacha of Mivarch La'atzmai is exclusively for Pas and Yayin, which was Niskan specifically on the Chetzal Hanoah.
Oh, you white?
The Rami is Lefi Chashivas Adavar. Chashivas Adavar is Mechayev in a different kind of Birkas HaNenen. And this different kind of Birkas HaNenen is Mechayev you in a bracha La'atzmai. That's what the Rami means.